Elliot Carter composed his first string quartet 40 years ago. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says, since that time, Carter's been producing some of the most profound and interesting music of any American composer. Lord has a review of two recent recordings of Carter's music.
When Aaron Copland died last year at the age of 90, he hadn't produced any new work for nearly 20 years. But at the age of 82, Elliot Carter is still going strong. In the past few years, he's given us some of his most beautiful and vivid scores. 2 years ago, there was a distinguished recording of Carter's four string quartets by the Arditi Quartet. Now there's an even better recording of the fourth quartet by the wonderful group it's dedicated to, the Composer's String Quartet. Their recording of Carter's first two quartets was listed in High Fidelity magazine as one of the 50 great albums of the decade. The fourth quartet was composed in 1986. It's in four continuous movements. The Arditi Quartet plays it in just over 20 minutes. The Composer's Quartet takes nearly 4 minutes longer. But the Composer's Quartet isn't so much slower as more spacious. The music has more time to expand, to breathe. Let me play you the extraordinary epilogue. Exuberant outbursts, sudden stops, and muted, inward-searching passages, we've heard them all earlier in the quartet. Suddenly, they begin alternating in rapid succession, like a series of double takes. Who's speaking? Who's interrupting? Carter is the most democratic of modern American composers. For Carter, a community is made up of individual voices. He encourages each member of an ensemble to play with his or her own voice, at his or her own pace and rhythm. The fourth quartet may be Carter's most social and communal and intercommunicative piece. The group tries to solve the problems of the world, maybe the problems of existence itself, but there's no answer. Or no one answer. I find that baffled little shrug at the end as touching and as humble as Keaton or Chaplin. We can hear this democracy of voices in the four recent Carter pieces on an album that features the Swiss cellist Thomas de Menge. There are the almost weightless enchanted preludes for flute and cello, and the pungent contrasts of Esprit Rude, Esprit Doux, which was Carter's witty and touching 60th birthday tribute to Pierre Boulez. There's an 80th birthday riconoscenza, or remembrance, for the Italian composer Goffredo Petrassi, which incorporates many personality contrasts within the one solo violin. And there's Carter's most delicious later work, the hilarious and moving triple duo for three pairs of instruments. Here's the opening gambit that triggers the whole Rube Goldberg machine. This Thomas de Menge album begins with his rich performance of Bach's C major suite for solo cello. In the liner notes, Heinz Holliger, the conductor, composer, and much-admired oboist for whom Carter composed his recent oboe concerto, comments on this juxtaposition of old and new. He reminds us that Bach and Carter can be described with the same language. Great music creates a continuum. Holliger urges us to relax, lie back, remember the future, and try to foresee the past.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. I'm Terry Gross.